Where did you go? There's good news.
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
Nope. One knows what's up or down.
Black or white. Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry.
Nobody likes me.
I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites, Yosemites. I'm going to say I lost to the worst candidate in the history of politics. I'm not going to feel so good. Maybe I'll have to leave the country. I don't know.
I got to be honest. I'm beginning to think that Donald Trump didn't win this election. Trump isn't throwing in the towel because he's been a fighter his whole life. At least that's what it looks like on his brain scans. I just love how the media keeps telling us, okay, this time it's over. Nothing is ever over as long as Donald Trump can make money off it. Even when he dies, his tombstone is just going to have his Venmo info. Also, he's a billionaire, and he keeps asking his supporters for like $5. Isn't that just sad? It's like saying for the price of a cup of coffee a day, you can help a desperate old man pretend he's still president.
Of course, the president's time in office is dwindling. Yesterday, we reached an important milestone. All 50 states and the District of Columbia have now certified their presidential election results. And The Late Show is ready to project that Joe Biden has won the 2020 presidential election 5 weeks ago. That is the 10th time that we have projected that on the show. So not only will Joe Biden be the next president of the United States, he also wins a free sub. But surprise, surprise, the current president still refuses to admit that he lost.
I get knocked down again. I keep getting knocked down. I get knocked down again. My pants are getting brown. I get knocked down again. I keep getting knocked down. I get knocked down and knocked down and knocked down.
The road from the White House.
The twin failures of his presidency, his disastrous handling of the pandemic, and his historic loss to Joe Biden collided at once because right in the middle of his dumb, self-promoting, campaign-style vaccine event, the Supreme Court rejected a desperate, last-ditch effort by Republicans to stop Pennsylvania from certifying its electoral votes for Joe Biden. And Fox News, of all the networks, had to break in during live coverage of the Trump vaccine event to report the devastating news.
I want to kick things off. As I mentioned, there's a reason we asked you, in addition to your general expertise and leadership, but it was that the CDC...
All right, we're momentarily interrupting this to pass along some news that will be distressing for the president. The U.S. Supreme Court has just rejected a Republican challenge to Joe Biden's election win in Pennsylvania. The Supreme Court has taken a look at the request on the part of Republicans to challenge that, to re-examine that. It has rejected that. The win stands. Joe Biden now... clearly, the president-elect of the United States. Now, back to the summit.
I mean, it's amazing. I'm surprised Trump didn't look like post-failure Wile E. Coyote when they cut back to him. His favorite network interrupted what was supposed to be a celebration of his greatest accomplishment to report the news that the court that was supposed to help him steal the election, which includes three of his own appointees, had rejected his bid to overturn the results of an election he lost. I'm not sure there's a single moment that captures this farce any better. It's like if halfway through Sesame Street, Big Bird interrupted a song about the alphabet, looked straight into the camera and said, "Breaking news, kid. No one likes you, and you're never gonna learn how to spell. Trump put three judges on the court, and he was very explicit about the fact that he wanted them to jump in and steal the election for him, Bush v. Gore style, and he still lost. When those three saw the actual court filing, it was probably like meeting someone you matched with on Tinder in person. So that picture you posted, that was before the explosion? The right-wing judges on the Supreme Court are Trump superfans. They're desperate to side with him. If you could have given them a case with even a little meat on it, they were ready to hamburger helper it into a full meal, but there was nothing there. They had to admit it. Although, I have to say, probably my favorite part of this latest Trump legal faceplant is that Texas Senator Ted Cruz offered very publicly to present the oral arguments if the court took the case in a sad attempt to curry favor with Trump and his voters.
Senator, let me applaud you. You have offered to step up. That, to me, is a slam-dunk case the Supreme Court should take. You're now willing to argue that.
I believe the Supreme Court should choose to take the case. I think they should hear the appeal. And as you noted, the legal team reached out and asked if I would be willing to present the oral argument if the court took the case, and I told them I'd be happy to.
Now, I'm betting Ted Cruz knew the Supreme Court wasn't going to take the case, so he had nothing to lose by posturing and offering to participate. It's a shame. I would have loved to have seen knockoff General Zod in front of the Supreme Court arguing that the election results should have been overturned in favor of a candidate who attacked his wife and said his dad killed JFK.
This is a very important message for MAGA Nation, okay? We have been betrayed. This is your favorite president, by the way, and still your president. We have been betrayed so deeply. The Supreme Court has betrayed us like Judas Priest, okay? Remember when Judas Priest came out and said, Mike, you remember? You were a big fan of Judas Priest, and you were, remember when you heard that news? Well, our great vice president knows the great Judas Priest, and he's down here in the presidential bunker with me. Loyal to the end, Mike. Very loyal. He's loading up his Mountain Dew Civil War iPod with, what did you say? Cher and Britney and Gaga. He loves his music, and he's coming along with us because we can trust him. And we can trust Jenna Ellis, our great lawyer. And we can trust Sidney Powell, who, by the way, is re-arguing the case at a food court right now, okay? Because she's hoping Wendy's or Taco Bell will overrule the Supreme Court. So we still have strong legal moves, and Rudy Giuliani is reloading his head with diarrhea, which will pour out very strongly during the Mountain Dew War. But what I'm telling you is they betrayed us the whole time. The Democrats tried to steal the election. And then math with the counting as they counted the votes. Everybody knows. Nobody ever talks about this. But voting, math is Democrat. When you count, you're adding Democrat things. Because remember when Anthony Yang, remember him? He ran for president, totally failed. But he wore the math hat. He wore math because math is a registered Democrat. So he was showing off that math and numbers were anti-Trump. And now the Supreme Court, the worst of them all. I'm not surprised by the liberals or John Roberts, but Neil Gorsuch, you son of a bitch, more like it. And then Brett Kavanaugh, total rage, no control, total drunk, found enough control to vote against his president. Samuel Alito, total trash. Clarence Thomas is no longer my African-American. And then Amy Coney Barrett, you Catholic psycho. I should have let you get COVID at that nasty announcement.
And then, of course, today, after the Supreme Court rejected this latest dumb lawsuit, Trump tried to pretend he had nothing to do with it. And that actually, a new lawsuit filed by the Texas Attorney General was the real lawsuit that would finally have all the proof he's been promising of massive voter fraud.
This morning, the president tweeted, well, this was not my case.
He says the case that everyone has been waiting for is the state's case with Texas. That's because Texas is now suing other battlegrounds over their results.
He wrote, quote, we will be intervening in the Texas case. This is the big one.
Oh, so this is the big one, not the 50 before it. Well, I guess it's not a surprise Trump thinks he can just keep filing as many lawsuits as he wants, since that's what he's done his whole life. I mean, even before he became president, he was involved in 3,500 lawsuits. So 50 is just a drop in the bucket for him. Incidentally, the lawsuit Trump is mentioning was brought by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, a guy who was already under criminal indictment for securities fraud when seven of his aides called on law enforcement to investigate him for bribery and abuse of office in October. Guess he's angling for one of those pardons Trump's doling out to friends and accomplices, the way your boss hands out $5 Starbucks gift cards at the office holiday party. Merry Christmas. Enjoy half a Frappuccino on me. Half wrap. Paxton wants the legislators of four states that went for Biden to just override the will of their own citizens and give their electoral votes to Trump, as he explained on Fox and Friends this morning.
Ken, why is Texas getting involved in this?
Well, these elections in other states where state law was not followed as required by the Constitution affects my voters. Our argument is that because these states, like Pennsylvania and Wisconsin, did not follow their own state law, and that these orders were by other elected officials to change the law or by other judges, that is unconstitutional. Therefore, that election, right. We can't go back and fix it, but we can say, okay, let's transfer this to the legislature, which used to do this in other states, and let them to decide the outcome of the election.
First of all, I always assume the unspoken part of don't mess with Texas is that Texas would in turn not mess with the rest of us. Second, I'm not sure we should take advice about what the law says from a guy who's already under criminal indictment and whose own aides say he should be investigated for abuse of office. And not just one or two aides, seven of his aides came out publicly and said Paxton broke the law. The most horrifying thing about this whole charade is the idea that the GOP doesn't just want to invalidate the votes of millions of Americans, they want state legislatures to override them. That's why Trump has been cold calling officials in Georgia, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. He's been asking them to overturn the results in their states. There's nothing you can say about this other than the fact that it's authoritarian behavior. They're actively trying to light our democracy on fire. We need to state that plainly. The Republican Party and the modern conservative movement are opposed to democracy and want to destroy it. Just because Trump is scream-tweeting at late-night reruns of Sean Hannity instead of rolling down Pennsylvania Avenue on a tank and a bunch of designer scarves doesn't mean this isn't a coup. It's just a bad one because the people attempting it are traffic court lawyers hired off Craigslist who got their law degrees from DeVry, or as we hear at Late Night Call, the Kooky Cuckoo Coo Crew, which, very exciting news, is going to be a new show on Peacock starring Kaley Cuoco, Ice-T, and Coco.
I'm a desperate man. Send lawyers, guns, and money. The has hit the fan. All right, send lawyers, guns, and money. Guns and money. Send lawyers, guns and money. Hey! Send lawyers, guns
The president has now placed all of his hopes to overturn democracy on the Supreme Court. Specifically, he is joining a lawsuit filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. In his lawsuit, AG Paxton claims that Texas's rights were violated when Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin changed their election laws to allow more mail-in voting. But Texas doesn't get to decide the election rules in other states. He's not just changing the rules of the game, he's changing the game. And it's not just Texas. Yesterday, Paxton was joined by Republican attorneys general in 17 states. I forget. What do you call it when a bunch of states band together to say the other states elected the wrong president? Some sort of grouping or confederation of states. But the swing states getting sued are not worried. Even Texas Senator John Cornyn told CNN's Manu Raju, quote, "I read just the summary of it, and I frankly struggle to understand the legal theory of it." Then let me explain, Senator. The Texas Attorney General is just carrying water for the president, citing the landmark case of Brown v. Nose. Cornyn added, "Why would a state, even such a great state as Texas, have the say-so on how other states administer their elections?"
Until you spend every day and use every moment in front of a microphone to tell all of the supporters of Donald Trump who don't yet accept the truth, and the truth is there was no fraud, Bill Barr has said so, there was no foreign election interference, Chris Krebs has said so, both lifelong committed Republicans, until you start undoing the damage of all the lies and all the disinformation, you're responsible for scenes like this. The Washington Post reported that multiple people were stabbed after thousands gathered for pro-Trump demonstrations. Ruth Hillary, who's 58, a pastor from California, listened while holding up her Stop the Steal sign. She said she will continue to protest as long as the president and vice president believe she should. Quote, "If President Trump accepts it and Vice President Pence accepts it, then we will accept it. But right now, this is a godly protest." What are the odds that Ruth Hillary will get a signal from Mike Pence or Donald Trump that they accept the election result?
I think the odds are zero.
Everything means less than zero.
Screw, screw, screw your vote. Ignore COVID-19. I need therapy, 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 therapy. You all are but a dream.
We got 75, almost 75 million votes. Think of this. The first time we got 63 million. Second time we got 75 million.
The simple horrifying fact is that it's now going to become canon in the right-wing cinematic universe that Trump actually won this election and Biden is an illegitimate president. That's why only 26 congressional Republicans are willing to say on the record that Biden is the president-elect. It's why Republican leaders shot down a simple resolution yesterday saying as much. It's why Republican wingnuts like Newt Gingrich insist that any victory by their Democratic opponents is illegitimate and must be the result of fraud.
The objective fact is, I believe, Trump probably did actually carry Georgia. I believe that the election process is a mess. I really wish the governor would call a special session to clean it up. And the Republicans simply have to turn out more votes than Stacey Abrams can steal.
Fox, I know you're scared because you're losing viewers to Newsmax, but please stop putting this racist nutsack on TV. You think Stacey Abrams is stealing votes? Trump's the one cold calling states trying to get them to overturn the results, like a telemarketer trying to get seniors to fork over their Social Security numbers for a free cruise. At this point, when Trump calls a state lawmaker's iPhone, the number shows up as scam likely. Anyone who thinks this will all just go away after Biden is sworn in should think again. The modern Republican Party is an unhinged authoritarian movement bent on toppling our democracy in the service of powerful interests and their wealthy patrons. Trump didn't create that. He just revealed it and supercharged it, and it will definitely outlast him, which is why we need serious, far-reaching reforms to shore up our institutions. Otherwise, this assault on our democracy could go on for months or years, or, as experts say,
could be infinity.
The Electoral College officially certified that Joseph R. Biden won the 2020 presidential election. Again, he did it. He's still the winner. At this point, Joe Biden has won the election so many times, he's our 46th president through 51st president. This is also big news because this means after six agonizing weeks, the election is finally over. Stick a fork in the president. He's done. Also, keep that fork handy because poking him in the butt might be the only way to get him out of the White House.
The Electoral College officially voted today to make Joe Biden the next president of the United States, but President Trump and the Republican Party are still engaged in a desperate attempt to dismantle our democracy.
Looks like the president has finally run through all the possible ways he can attempt to destroy our democracy, but that doesn't mean his months-long assault hasn't done some damage. I mean, just getting the Rudy stains out of the carpet alone is going to take some elbow grease. I think that's what was running down his face. Now, case in point, the Electoral College vote itself. Today, the Michigan Capitol was closed. Arizona electors met at an undisclosed location, and there was a secret entrance in Wisconsin to keep electors safe. This is crazy. These people aren't politicians. They're not even voters. They're messengers of what the voters said.
Trump has done everything he can to help spread the disease, and when he had the chance to order more vaccine, he passed on it. I doubt he even knows how a vaccine works. I would bet a year's salary that without assistance and out of context, if he saw the word vaccine, he would pronounce it vaccini. I like my vaccini with clams. That's why I'm not getting it in the first wave. I'm waiting for the clams. One time he went up to the CDC and held a printout of a coronavirus particle like a hungover college sophomore or forgot to do a science project. Another time he asked scientists and vaccine makers at the White House if they could use a flu vaccine to cure coronavirus.
You take a solid flu vaccine, you don't think that would have an impact or much of an impact on corona?
No.
Probably none.
Probably none.
For a guy who loves to surround himself with yes men, Trump backs down very easily when you tell him no.
Could you use a flu vaccine for this? No. No, yeah, no, I was also a no. Just wanted to make sure we're all on the same page. Second question, what about that giant needle they used in Pulp Fiction, you know? The one Vinnie Barbarito put into Uma Thurman? I want you guys to go first, because I think I know the answer.
It really is a cult of personality. Trump spends the majority of his time golfing and tweeting at the TV, and yet his supporters think he's some sort of unsung hero who sacrificed everything for the good of his country. I mean, listen to how unhinged and detached from reality these people are.
I just feel for the president. I see the pain and the frustration. You do everything you're supposed to do. You run the country well. You campaign your heart out while the other guy's in a basement. And then in the end, fraud and shenanigans at the local level, you're robbed.
The only pain and frustration Trump has ever experienced is throwing his back out after shanking a drive on a par four. That's why he's permanently hunched. His bone structure is morphed from spending most of his time at a golf tee. He has what's known as fairway spine. Also, Trump has done everything he's supposed to do. I don't think any human being has done everything they were supposed to do. I mean, I'm not a bat crazy bottle blonde megalomaniac, and I don't do everything I'm supposed to do. I mean, sure, we have a good show tonight, but did I call the guy about the water softener? No. Why? Because secretly, I don't want to. So the vaccine was the first glimmer of hope. Then just a short time after that, the Electoral College met to officially choose Joe Biden as the next president. So now the Electoral College has made it official. And on top of that, the Trump dead-enders have lost about 60 court cases, including two at the Supreme Court and several involving judges appointed by Trump. And yet they're still actively engaged in an attempt to subvert our democracy by throwing out the votes of millions of Americans simply because they don't like who won the election.
You were talking about disenfranchising the 10 million Biden voters who supported the president-elect in those four states. Do you feel comfortable throwing out millions of votes of your fellow Americans?
Well, nobody wants any votes thrown out, Chris. If you look at the Texas lawsuit, what it was saying is there are some states that didn't follow the laws that were on their books. The Constitution is very clear that it's state legislatures that set the process for having electors.
With all
some
due respect, sir, the Supreme Court
changed those rules.
The Supreme Court threw that out. They didn't
even
hear it.
The Supreme Court said they weren't going to take the case. They said Texas didn't have standing. They said Texas didn't have standing. They didn't say they were going to address the merits. Look, the Supreme Court, I think a lot of people know, didn't want to be anywhere near this.
Yeah, they didn't want to be anywhere near this. What does that tell you? Even the extreme conservatives, including three Trump appointees, didn't want to be anywhere near this thing because it was too crazy. They were all happy to go with Trump to TP the principal's house, but when he said, now should we go in and kill him? He had to know they were going to back out. And then today, Trump advisor Stephen Miller went on Fox and Friends to insist that just because the Electoral College was voting doesn't mean the effort to steal the election was over.
We have more than enough time to right the wrong of this fraudulent election result and certify Donald Trump as the winner of the election. If we win these cases in the courts, that we can direct that the ultimate slate of electors be certified. The state legislatures in Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania can do the same. And likewise, Congress has that opportunity as well. There were millions of ballots that were cast in violation of plain state law, federal law, the U.S. Constitution. You have underage voters. You have voters with felony criminal records who are disqualified from voting in their states. You have non-residents. You have non-citizens. You have voters who are deceased.
First of all, none of that is true. Just to be clear, what he's saying there is that Congress and state legislatures should step in and overturn an election in which 7 million more Americans voted for Biden than Trump. You know, the rest of us have had to put up with multiple elections in which a Republican lost the popular vote and became president. Something tells me the Republicans would not have been as compliant had it gone the other way. They probably would have formed a ring around the White House, Red Rover style. These guys want to shred the legal votes of millions of Americans just because they disagree with the outcome. If they succeed now or in the future, that is, by definition, the end of our democracy. And yet Trump just keeps lying and insisting that he must have won.
I'm president of the United States. I just got 75 million votes. I got 75 million, and they say I lost. I didn't lose. The election was rigged.
First of all, he got a little over 74 million. Second, it's terrifying, but also a little hilarious that Trump keeps asking how he could have lost with 74 million votes, ignoring the remedial math answer that his opponent got 81 million votes. I mean, what was he like in school? Now, if one train is traveling at 120 miles per hour,
I'm going to stop you right there. That train wins. I don't even want to hear about another train. Do you know how fast 120 miles per hour is? That's cheetah fast.
Well, Donald, the second train is traveling at 130 miles per hour.
But why are we hearing about this second train now? Because when everyone heard about this first train, fast train, 120 miles per hour, they all started congratulating that train. And then in the middle of the night, all of a sudden, there's a second train. And now the first train is I don't think so. I don't think so.
Are you done, Donald?
I am done. Did I get another F? Be straight with me.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.